So, could you tell us a little bit about how this year's dry land went?
Yeah, we're really impressed, like, with the number of team we had. We 2019, the last time we did the dryland race here, we had 300 teams, but with the pandemic, and it was really, we were scared, but we got 162 teams, so we're really happy about that.
Awesome. And so what does... And as far as spectators go, was that
typical? Well, spectators, it was pouring rain on Saturday, and we had more spectators Saturday than Sunday. The rain stopped here around 11 o'clock, and all afternoon, no rain, and the spectators were half of what we had on Saturday. But they were not that many. I would say maybe between 200 and 300 spectators, but it's not bad anyway.
Mm. And so what's typical as far as... as far as that goes, how many people do you typically have?
Okay, 2019, on Saturday 2019, we had 2,000 spectators, yes, the Saturday only, yeah. And it's not us that counted. We had a company that specialized in counting the spectators and where they come from and all that, and they came with that number. It was the biggest we ever had, yeah.
So did the rain have any effect on the overall, like, the driving conditions and that
no,
sort of thing?
No, here it's all sand. There was no mud. It was wet sand, but no water in the trail neither. It was good. It was good, yeah. Of course, we came back full of sand in the face and in the goggles and all that, but not really mud. It didn't affect at all. The speed was good. The dogs, it was cool for the dogs. Was really good. Yeah.
As far as where did these teams come from? I know you said you had a couple coming up from the States.
I tell you, like in the 8-dog class, the winner, of course, was the Dagenet team. So they are the world championship. They won a mini world championship, and they won the 8-dog class. 6-dog class. Was the, just a minute, 4 dogs was the French, a French from France, a woman, Albin Denevin. She won the 4-dog class and the 6-dog class, France. And then that's the only person from Europe was here. And we had a team coming from BC and nobody from the East. And we nobody Alberta or Saskatchewan we have usually, and but many from Ontario, more than ever Ontario, yeah, lots of new people. That's good. That means that sport is getting bigger.
And as far as the overall number of teams, did that affect the size of the purse given out as well, or?
Yes, it did. You see, we usually have $10,000 purse, and this year we had $6,000, but they all said it was okay. It didn't bother them. They really do it, the sport, for they love their animals, and money doesn't count that much, they said.
And as far as so what's next for you guys? Do you have
We have the winter race coming end of February.
Okay.
Yeah, they call the Pontiac International Sled Dog Race and Ski Jarring. Yeah.
End of February? No firm date yet?
I say that's what I want. But they might change the date because we have to go with the federations and association.
Okay.
In the winter they have many, but the dryland not that many. We're about the only one that is really big, the dryland, because we have the right trail, and here the people, they love coming here. It's a party for them here. It was really nice to see how they enjoy it. Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. Well, unless you have anything else to add there, Denis, I'm
no,
off.
I'm happy with the turnout. And I was scared though, but they all entered by online, like 90% of them, and then we saw that, 162 teams, that's pretty good for the way it is now with all those, you go out and you never know what's going to happen. So, no, we're really happy with the turnout.